with you two folks. I didn't raise any cows. I had a bull. He had a name, he called it. I remember when I was small, my granddaddy over there had a Holstein mare. He had a name named Carlo.
Carlo.
Yeah. And there's an old man lived down there. He had some cows, but he had two bulls, but he didn't have a name, but folks named them for him around the country. His name was Mash. Called one of them Big Mash, the other Little Mash. One of them was bigger than the other.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, talking about your cattle, what did you call the little one when it was first born?
Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you make a difference between the male and female? Did you call the male something and the female something else?
Well, we just call them a bull calf or a heifer calf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Yeah. What would people say if their cow was expecting a calf? What would they say she's going to do?
They say she expect her to freshen.
Freshen.
Yeah.
Ever hear anybody say she was coming to the pail?
Huh?
Ever hear anybody say she was coming
to the pail? Yeah, June comes to the pen right away, maybe say, I'm like that.
I see. Yeah. But talking about your horses, what did you call the male horse?
Well, he was called, you just call him a stallion, a stud, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Female called her mare. If it's a young one, it'd say a filly.
A filly.
Yeah.
I see. Ask you about this expression. Say if you were trying to ride a horse but you couldn't stay on, you say that you did what? You fell.
Oh, you mean a call him pitching? Is that what you're talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
That ever happened to you?
Huh?
That ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happened to me. I never was much of a rider, but I don't know if I ever got told at one time, but I remember back when I first got sort of, I was supposed to be about grown, about 18. Mm-hmm. My daddy gave me a little young horse we raised. He wasn't getting around as fast as some of the boys I was going with the horse. I bought him a spur, put on his foot down there. And I didn't use it until I got old with him. I gouged him up, he put right on life. The next time I went to riding, I forgot about having the spur, but he hadn't forgot it. When I got hit the saddle, well, he bucked a two or three times and off I went.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know those things that you put on the bottom of a horse's feet to protect them? What would you call those?
All of them shoes.
Mm-hmm. Were those different size or were they all the same size?
Oh, they'd make them a blacksmith that could do the work and shoe them. He'd shape them to fit the foot. He trimmed it off like he wanted. And he could heat that thing in the forge and shape it.
What did you call the part that it fit onto?
Well, hoof.
Mm-hmm. And those were different sizes?
Huh?
Say so those were different sizes?
Yeah, they was a big horse, you know. He's got bigger feet than a little bit. And I got two little ones down there somewhere. Here a few years ago, I bought me a little bitty old Jack Mule. Castrated Jack, father guard, and he was shot tripled, and an old man out there close to town, kind of a jock, that handled horses and pretty good. I got him come out here. He come two or three times, trimmed his feet, and wouldn't get any, said he made shoes put on, little bitty shoes, and a bigger than that. He had little feet, and I just let him stay on him till